Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tes, and on Tes Mabez, the Gemara gets into describing and explaining the second Mishnah in the Masechta, where the Mishnah discusses certain activities we're not supposed to do as the time for Mincha comes. Lo yeshev adam afrei asapar samach lemincha achi yispala. A person shouldn't go in for a haircut when it's almost Mincha time, because you know it might take a long time. And the time of tefillah might pass by. Person shouldn't go into a merchatz, a washhouse, a bersiki, a tanner, velo lechol, sitting down for a big meal, velo ladin, v'mitzchilu ein mafsikin. So all of these cases, we shouldn't be involved. And the Gemara goes into which mincha we talking about. Are we talking about mincha katana? Are we talking about mincha gedola? And the Gemara goes into, we're talking about some type of activity that is really going to be very involved, and therefore, even if it's mincha gedola, the Gemara said, even if it's mincha gedola, we're talking about a case where it's a fancy type of haircut that's going to take a long time, or merchatz, right? The whole process of the bathhouse, a bursaki, a gedola, a suda, gedola, all the different circumstances that apply in the details of the halacha. So that is the general rule, that when we're about to do a mitzvah, it's time for a mitzvah overis, a mitzvah that has a specific amount of time, is upon us, we shouldn't start being involved in other things, because we might just get involved in those other things and not be able to do the mitzvah. If we look in the Rambam in Hilchas Kriyashma, when he discusses these halachos, the Rambam says, starting with halacha, perek beis, halacha, dalin. Misha yosik melacha, if somebody is involved in melacha, mafsika chikra parsha rishona kula. They should stop to read the free kriyashma, as we had earlier in the Masechta. Fechenu manim botlim melacha parsha rishona. So two workers have to stop in order to say kriyashma. Haya osik betalmud Torah. What if somebody is learning? Somebody is learning Torah. Vihigia zman kriyashma. And the time for Kriya Shema comes. Then, says the Rambam, posek v'korei. You have to stop learning Torah and read Kriya Shema. Umavarech lefaneha ulachareha. And even make the brachas before and after. So that's by Torah. You have to stop learning Torah. We don't apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah when it comes to Torah. Right? The cases in our Gemara are talking about cases of you're involved in other activities that aren't mitzvah. And when did you start or not, didn't start? But that's the Rambam. Continuing. Osek b'tzarchei rabim. Interesting, if somebody's osek in communal activities and the time for Kriya Shema comes, lo yafsik. Ironically, even though you have to stop for Torah, you don't have to stop for Tzorchei Rabim. Ela yigmar eskehen. Just finish what you're doing for the tzibur. The yikra im nishar es likros. And say it later if there's time. Get the impression that if there's no time, there's no time. Osek b'tzorchei tzibur, you're pater. That's pretty amazing, says the Kesa Mishnah. Mashma midiktuk lashona da filu im yavar zman kriyashma ba'oda osek b'tzorchei rabim lo yifsok. You still don't have to be mafsek because you're involved in tzorchei tzibur. Continues the, right, even before we see the next Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach here quotes, this doesn't apply but lamaisa b'zman hazeh. Right, we shouldn't think that if we're involved in something for the shul, that we don't have to daven. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, davka b'doras harishonim, shei oskim im atzibur l'shem shamayim. Every second of their life maybe was l'shma in terms of what they were doing, so then it applied. But not b'zman hazeh. Mi'uleka sveika dahashta nami, emosik b'tzorchei tzibur, if somebody's otzei b'tzorchei tzibur, afilo atzilas l'hatzalas mamona, vein mi shishtala b'tzorchei malahushi, no posek sh'otzei b'mitzvah, b'tzorchei b'mitzvah. Certain cases might still apply. Okay. But then the next halach is our Gemara. Haya osik b'achilo oshay b'mercha, that somebody's in the middle of eating or in the bathhouse. Oshay osik b'tisporis, oshay b'abich b'oros, he's in a tannery, he's been getting a haircut, oshay oskin b'din, gomer v'yacharka korei kriyashma. He can finish. If he's already involved in the activity, Argamar spoke about it, don't start. But if you're already involved in the activity, so then you can continue the activity and say Kriya Shema afterwards. Vimhaya Misyare Shema Yavars Ban Kriya Upasak Vakara Hareze Mishubach. If you're nervous that the time might pass and you stop, that's a great thing to do. Hareze Mishubach. Doesn't say that you have to. Doesn't say that you have to. So it's interesting. When it comes to all these other activities, you don't have to stop. If you do, it's great, but you don't have to stop. And if, hopefully you'll be able to say it afterwards. Tzorchei tzibur, you don't have to stop in mashma that, you know, even if the time passes, it's okay. But the first halacha, Torah, but if somebody's learning Torah, for sure you have to stop. Isn't that ironic? Isn't that unusual? The activity that we would think is the most chamur and the most serious, Talmud Torah, that's the one that has the most lenient
way of getting rid of it. Chas v'shalom, I have to stop.
So what exactly is going on here? Why is Talmud Torah worse? Why is Talmud Torah worse? They have to stop right away to say Kriya Shema, and it's more chamor in that way, or more kal, depending on how you look at it, than other activities. So it seems to be based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Moed Katan, seems to say that the principle of Osik B'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. Or the Gemara says in Moed Katan on Daf Tes, that if somebody's involved in a mitzvah that cannot be done by someone else, sorry, someone has to do a mitzvah that cannot be done by somebody else, and I'm learning Torah, I have to stop learning. I have to stop learning, says the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes. One pasuk says, "Yikarahi mipninim v'kol chavsecha lo yishvuva." Torah is more precious than diamonds, and nothing compares to it. Nothing of your chafatzim, nothing of your activities apply to it. Ha'chafse shemayim yishvuva, but any spiritual pursuits might be equal to it. But then another pasuk says, "Kol chafatzim lo yishvuva, afilu chafse shemayim lo yishvuva." So stira. So is it equal? Are other mitzvahs equal to Torah or less than Torah? Answer, kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ha'idei acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos ha'idei acherim. It depends if it's a mitzvah that can be done by others. If it's a mitzvah that can be done by others, so then, you know, others can do the mitzvah and you keep learning. But if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done by others, there's a mitzvah of keeping of aim, there's a mitzvah of davening, any other mitzvah that cannot be done by a shliach, then I have to stop. And the Me'iri on that Gemara, on Daf Tes Amud Beis, says, even though that's the Meiris Yisod. Osik b'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. Right, as we just saw in the Rambam, not only osik b'anything, right, but Talmud Torah is more miko. Why? Ella mishay osik b'Torah, the ira mitzvah liyado. If somebody's learning Torah and a mitzvah came, and nobody else can do that mitzvah, so then one has to stop. If somebody else can do the mitzvah, then keep learning. But im ef shaloi deachirim kagon she'ein sham roi la elahu elashi mitzvah mutelas al gufo. Either you have to do it, or it's a mitzvah that you have to do. Kagon lulav shofar kibud av aim kfuras mace mitzvah b'malkam she'ein lo kovrim v'domehen. So then mevatal Talmud Torah, stop learning. Ve'eno mafkia chiyuva me'alav b'kia mitzvah Talmud Torah afilu mitzvah kala v'yava pi. He says it again. She'osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah lo no markein b'Talmud Torah. The principle of osik b'mitzvah, if I'm involved in one mitzvah, I don't have to do the other mitzvah, does that apply to Talmud Torah? Because after all, doesn't say because that's the yisod of the Me'iri. The question is why? Why doesn't the principle of osik b'mitzvah apply to Talmud Torah? If I'm involved in any other mitzvah, I just keep doing the mitzvah. I don't have to stop to do another mitzvah. I don't have to worry about it. Osik b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. Right? We have this back in Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph. We have this in Sukkah. By all other mitzvahs, you stop. You don't have to stop. By Talmud Torah, you do have to stop. So there are two suggestions. If you look in the Minchas Asher on Vayikra, on page Tuf Yud Gimel, he has two interesting opposite suggestions. Number one, he says, well, how do you look at Talmud Torah? If we learn for half an hour together, is that one mitzvah? Is that one mitzvah? Or there's a famous Vilna Gaon, there's a Shgra in the Shnosel Yo and Meseches Peah, that really every second that we learn, or every millisecond, is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's why the Gra says, Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. Why is it keneged kulam? Because every single second is a mitzvah. And therefore, if I learn Torah, I'm doing millions and billions of mitzvos. Unlike if I do, right, if I blow shofar, it's one mitzvah. If I shake a lulav, it's one mitzvah. If I learn Torah for the same amount of time, it's millions and millions of mitzvos. So really, stopping Talmud Torah is not stopping in the middle. I'm just not doing more Torah. I'm not doing more Torah. Ubitchilas amarti bazeh telo amru hosik b'mitzvah patur on a mitzvah ela kashu osik b'maisa nimshach. When do you say that you don't stop by other mitzvos? When you're doing a mitzvah that is continuous and you don't want to stop the mitzvah. V'utzarech lafsiko levatla lizman k'di l'kai mitzvah cheres patur by Talmud Torah to kol rega shal Talmud Torah mitzvihi b'fnei atzma. By Talmud Torah, maybe every second is viewed as a separate mitzvah. So therefore, stopping is not stopping learning. It's just not learning more, conceptually. And maybe that's why Torah is different. Okay, one idea. Then he says, I don't really accept that one, though. Because, yeah, the Gra is correct, obviously, in conceptual analysis. But if I learn for 10 minutes, none of those seconds are mitzvah to each other. Right? Every single second is a separate idea. No, of course there's a concept of ritzifus and continuity. And if somebody's learning for 5 minutes, they learn for 5 minutes. Okay, upstairs, if I count, there's many, many mitzvahs. But you're still learning. And if I stop learning, then, you know, I'm going to
it's considered stopping learning. So it must be exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. And that is, really, every second of our life we're supposed to be learning. So you're going to say Osik b'mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah, then we'll never do any mitzvahs. Because every second of our life we have a mitzvah of learning Torah. And therefore, you can't say the principle of Osik b'mitzvah would apply to Talmud Torah, because obviously the whole kavana of the Torah is also to do mitzvahs, and not just learn Torah. Even if Talmud Torah is connected kulam. But, says, again, the Minchas Asher, Bemes Nira Baze Iker, Tekiva de Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Tmidasi, Ve'ein Lashir Vizman Mesuyam, Ela Mitzvasa Becholesa Bechol Sha'ah, E. Efsher Shetitcha Vetifter as Kala Mitzvahs. It's impossible, because then we wouldn't ever do any mitzvahs. V'yem Al-Karchach, the Mitzvah, she Tmidas, Ketalmud Torah, Eina Poteris, Ben HaMitzvah. It must be that it doesn't apply. Ve'ein Zedoma L'Matzav Mikri, Shebo Asukaya B'Mitzvah. Osim B'Mitzvah is, you happen to be involved in this mitzvah, okay, you're part of doing another mitzvah. Torah is every second of our life. It's not that we happen to be involved in a certain mitzvah. Every second. So therefore, it's impossible that that would have pushed off and poter other mitzvahs HaTorah. So two opposite ideas why the principle of Osim B'Mitzvah would not apply to Talmud Torah. The problem is, again, this is how it's related to our Gemara, which talks about if you're involved in one thing, whether you have to stop and do something else. It seems pretty clear from that Gemara in Moikatan, from the Meiri, from these Svaras, that Osik B'Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. Meaning Osik B'Torah is not Pater Min HaMitzvos. The question is, there's another Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis, where the Rambam talks about the Mitzvah Puruvu. Right, the Rambam says, Ha'ish B'Tzuvah Peri Viruvi Avalo Ha'isha, Amedet B'Tzuvah and Puruvu, and we should try to do Puruvu at the appropriate age. And then the Rambam says, V'im Haya Osik B'Torah, Vitarudba. If somebody is learning Torah and he's involved in the Torah, v'haya misyare milisa isha, kedesha lo yitrak b'mizonos. He's nervous. He doesn't want to get married yet because then he'll have the burden of supporting a family, and v'yavata medatari, he won't be able to learn properly. Says the Rambam, hari zemutu lezacher. If you want to delay somewhat before getting married, because you want to learn, then mutu lezacher. We don't paskin like Ben Azai that. You could not get married. But you could push it off, says the Rambam. Why? Sheha osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. The Rambam turns everything on his head. What does the Rambam say? If you want to push off Torah, if you want to push off getting married and learn Torah now, that's fine. Why osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah? What I mean, we just said that principle doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. We just said, no, Osik B'Torah is not Potem in a Mitzvah. And here the Rambam says, Osik B'Torah is Potem in a Mitzvah. And not only does he say it applies, he says, Kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah. He says, it surely applies to Talmud Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, interestingly, without that last line. Maybe he's uncomfortable with that Osik B'Mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch always quotes the Rambam's Lashon. This is very unusual. But the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, in the first Simen of Evan Ezer about Puravu, he quotes, period. He doesn't quote the whole svara of Osik mitzvah, patar and mitzvah. Maybe he's uncomfortable having that explicitly. So what exactly is going on here? How could the Rambam apply Osik mitzvah to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah if we have all these other sources? The Gemara seems to say, beferish in Moikad and Naftes, that if it's a mitzvah, she'i efshar la'asos aidei achirim, then you have to stop, because of the two svaras that we gave. So how exactly do we understand the Rambam? So there are a couple of suggestions that are given by the Achronim to try to understand this. This Rambam. Some say the Maharam Shik in the first Shuvat Evan Ezer, right, the great Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. The Maharam Shik says, well, maybe it's a special din of Puruvu. What do you mean? Maybe Puruvu is considered a mitzvah. What does that mean? V'yal karchach, says the Maharam Shik, tzorech lomar, de puruvu mikri efshar lehiskayim, de ikar atam lomalei uliyashev ha'olam. The ikar atam of puruvu is to populate the world, so let other people populate the world. It's not a chofes gavra, says the Maharam Shik. Amnam b'acherim de lefamim mevalen v'apsigim v'imkei chalayim azlisa, v'chei pasak arambam v'chulu, and he continues. That's an amazing chiddush. Most would argue with that. Puruvu is not a chovas gavra that each person has to do. Of course, every person has to have a boy and a girl, according to what we paskin. But that's the Maharam Shik. So maybe it's a special din. It's the regular rule of Ozig B'mitzvah. Ozig B'mitzvah applies by a mitzvah that can be done by others. And maybe the Rambam assumes that Puravu is a mitzvah that can be done by others. So that is a big chiddush, a separate topic, but that's one idea. Others suggest, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in the first Siman of Evan Ezer, in Siman Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, maybe this is a mitzvah that's not overus. It's not a mitzvah that's passing by. You can delay, you can do it later. So maybe that's why. Usually, Talmud Torah, Osek B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah, doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, only by a mitzvah overus. If I'm going to lose the chance to do the mitzvah, then I have to stop learning. But if I'm going to have a chance to do the mitzvah later, so then I shouldn't stop learning. The Avagad Osek B'Torah, Ein Lo Liftar Atzmo Mitzvos, Mikal Mako, Mitzvahs, Puravu, Tu Zachar Nekeva, Yesh Lo Adayin Zman Lekayim, Ha'ave K'mitzvah Sheina Overus, De Mitzvahs Talmud Torah Doche Usa. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. The problem with this suggestion is that there doesn't seem to be any chilukim in the sources. When we say Torah doesn't apply to Torah, sounds like even by a mitzvah shein overus. Doesn't say anywhere that only by a mitzvah overus, that's where you have to stop learning. By a mitzvah shein overus, you don't have to stop learning? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. Doesn't seem to apply to Talmud Torah. And that's what the other achrod in the Nitziv, in the Meshav Davar, Chelik Beis Simon and Gimel has this suggestion, but he argues, he suggests, how could that be? It doesn't say anywhere such a chilik. So what exactly is the answer? So there are two more fundamental approaches that are given by some of the Achronim. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, maybe it's a special idea about Talmud Torah getting married. Usually the rule is, Osek B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Why? Because I should stop learning, do the mitzvah, and then go back to learning. I'm learning and it's time to shake a lulav. So I stop learning, I shake a lulav, and I go back to learning. That's fine. That works. The problem here, the Rambam emphasizes this, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Here it's not something that you can just do quickly and come back and be in the same state that you were beforehand. Here the problem is, if I stop learning and then get married and have to support a family, v'chulu, I can never go back to the earlier state that I was in. The more clean, free state of Talmud Torah. Here, exactly what the Rambam says. The language of the Rambam, that you're worried about, you know, supporting a family, which is a mitzvah. But if it's a time that you could be learning and you want to push it off a little bit because you would never be able to come back to the same state of Talmud Torah as you were in with all the as little other responsibilities as possible, that's what the Rambam says you could do it. Osek B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. If I could stop learning, go do the mitzvah, then come back and be in the same state and situation and conditions of learning that I was beforehand. But if I go do the mitzvah, if that's going to affect me, affect my learning, I'm never going to be able to go back to the same state of learning. So then, and it's a mitzvah, you might add the Aruch HaShulchan's point, and it's a mitzvah that I can do later, so then, maybe that's why the Rambam says it here. Shem Yisa Isha Tchila Yu Rechayim B'Tzavaro Tirdas Parnasas Ishto Ubanov V'lo Yucha Lasok B'Torah Karoi Kol Kach Lomod V'Lizkar Kol Ha'alachos B'Tameyan Shepirish Tayag Mitzvahs V'Ikar Torah Shabal Peh V'Lachay Nidcheis B'Pnei Limadzeh Mitzvah Rabba Shepir Yivarivya Avshi G'dola Mikol HaMitzvahs. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. That's what others say. Again, the Minchas Asher in that same piece said the same idea. That's the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam says, go back to that Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam says, "Misyare milisa isha kedei shelo yitrak b'mizonos v'yevatel min haTorah." That's not just about the Torah when you are osek in it, but even when you come back, it's not going to be on the same level. And then, so in that type of case, then it is mutter le'zachar. Because he says, what is the Rambam saying in two words? He says, you're allowed to stop doing the mitzvah, mutter le'zachar, as long as yachzar le'talmudo. As long as you come back to the learning. But if you're not going to be able to come back to the learning in the same way, so then it is not allowed. Right? And that's the suggestion of some. One final idea, though, is mentioned by, again, a number of the Achronim. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has an article about this in the Sefer Kavod HaRav, and others, based on other sources, which we're not going to get fully into now, maybe I'll just mention May I just mention one? There's a Rashi in Sukkah that many talk about. Rashi in Sukkah Daf Chafei, where Rashi says that if you're on your way to go to yeshiva, you're on your way, the boys are traveling, that's called Shluchei Mitzvah, Holchim Limol Torah. Shluchei Mitzvah and you're pater from Sukkah. That's the Mishnah in Sukkah on Daf Chafei. So the Achronim point out, wow, that's pretty amazing, because actual learning Torah does not pater you from Sukkah. You don't say you're learning Torah, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. So if you're actually learning, then you have to stop learning and go sit in the Sukkah. But if you're on your way to go learning, Holchim Limol Torah, then you don't have to sit in the Sukkah, and you're pater. So how is that? Right, that's the tafel is chumer than the ikker, and other sources as well. But suggests Rav Lichtenstein suggests again the Menachas Asher suggests based on a Yerushalmi and Brachas that the mitzvah of Osei Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. Doesn't apply. If I'm learning, then I have to stop learning. Why? Because learning has to be defined as Luman Amanas Lasos. That's the definition of Talmud Torah. Learning Torah in order to live a Torah life and a mitzvah-filled life. So if I learn Torah and I don't stop to do a mitzvah, then there's a chisaron in my Talmud Torah. Because that's not defined then as luman amanas lasos. So therefore, Mimil, I'm not really doing the proper mitzvah. Usually, and that applies 99% of the time. Because if I don't stop learning when it's time to do a mitzvah, then that's an anti-definitional that undermines the definition of my Talmud Torah. It's not luman amanas lasos. But once in a while, if I'm not stopping to learn, l'shem my Talmud Torah, and it's not an undermining, so then it would be okay to keep learning. If I'm learning now because I have a long-term view, and I want to keep learning, maybe connected to the approach that we just said, the third approach, and I want to keep learning so that I can learn better in general in life, and that's why I'm just pushing off getting married, in that case, so then that's not a violation of the definition of Talmud Torah. And that's why, right, against the Meiri. The Meiri says Osik B'Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. According to this approach, it does apply to Talmud Torah. But Osik B'Mitzvah means Osik B'Torah. If you don't, generally, you have to stop learning to keep it defined as Torah. And ironically, according to this, it could be that if you're actually learning, you have to stop. Because Osik and do the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Or else it wouldn't be defined as Lomon Amanas Lasos. While I'm traveling to go there, not stopping there doesn't undermine any definition. Because I'm not even actually learning Torah at that point. So it wouldn't even be defined in a different way. So that's what Rav Lichtenstein says in Shekronit. Din osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah nemar af yachad l'tamat Torah. It does apply to Talmud Torah. Why does the Gemara say you have to stop if it's a mitzvah she'ef shalasos ha-yachirim? Shekedei sha-torah an-omedes tiftar hi chayeves lasis ofi misuyam. Shehu shetehe amanas lasos. And therefore, if it's not amanas lasos, if it's not defined by that, so then it would not be strong enough to poter other mitzvos. But according to this yesod, really, fundamentally, ozim mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. It just has to be defined as Talmud Torah properly. It's based as a Yerushalmi, beginning of Brachas, that seems to say this. Also, you can look at it in the first parak. V'lesli l'rashbi alamin amanas lasos v'lo alamin shelo lasos. If you read it slowly, it seems to be that that's what he says also. There are many other sources that fit into this, but that is the idea of Osek Batorah. And so getting back to our Rambam now, on our Gemara, that's how the Rambam could say, that if somebody is learning Torah, they have to stop to do Kriyat Shema and do all the mitzvahs. Even though if somebody's involved in eating and other activities, as our Gemara spoke about here on Daf Tes, he wouldn't have to stop. Because Torah, it's not that Torah is more kal, but it's about the definition of what Torah is. Torah has to be lumod, amanas, lasos. Okay, we'll stop here.